Shabbat shalom. These days are very disorienting. It sometimes feels as if morality has been flipped upside down. Some act as if the horrific day of October 7th never happened, and Israel simply started a war. Terrorists are called freedom fighters. Groups of liberal activists celebrated Iran's attacks and are advocating for Hamas. It's absurd. The world has turned upside down. There is so much brokenness, broken trust, broken truth, and broken war-torn hearts. People are asking about the Seder this year. How will it be different? How do we celebrate freedom with so many still in captivity? How do we sing of redemption when war is on every front? We simply can't hold up the symbols from the Seder plate and celebrate through song in exactly the same way we did last year. And for this reason, it is even more imperative that we engage with all of our hearts in the ancient story of our people. In this moment when we feel so broken, we need to sing every song and engage in every ritual. Last Passover, during the ongoing war in Ukraine, it was so heartening to see videos of our brothers and sisters having seders. They sang the ancient songs with full voice, as God willing, they will again this year as the war continues. This is the Jewish way. We keep going. We make a seder, a word which means order, making order of a world of disarray. This year, perhaps we can think of our Seder as a kind of protest against the upside-down world that we find ourselves in. As Rabbi Jonathan Sacks said, in Judaism, faith is not acceptance, but protest against the world that is, in the name of the world that is not yet but ought to be. No matter what is going on in the world, in good times and in bad, our retelling of this Exodus story reminds us that we were downtrodden. We were powerless. We were oppressed. At this moment, we may feel our hearts hardening in response to the hate around us. But the story of the Exodus reminds us that we must keep our hearts open. Our humanity depends on how we respond to the suffering of others, not only our own. During the Seder, we spill 10 drops of wine from our cups in order to acknowledge the suffering of others and diminish our own personal joy. We can hold both joy and pain at the same time. We carry both brokenness and wholeness within us. After the tabernacle was completed, Moses took the two sets of Ten Commandments and placed both of these sets of the tablets in the ark. One set had been broken in a fit of rage when Moses saw the Israelites worshiping the golden calf. Moses took this broken set and the set that was whole, and they were both placed together eventually in the Holy of Holies, in a single ark. The Zohar teaches us that the human heart is the ark. As Walt Whitman wrote, we contain multitudes. We are defined by paradox. We embody contradiction. Likewise, matzah itself is a paradox. It is the bread of the affliction, of the bread of our affliction, and a symbol of our redemption. Matzah is both meager and abundant. As a food, it's a simple unleavened cracker, yet as a symbol, it represents our journey to freedom. Near the beginning of our seders, we take the middle matzah and break it into two pieces. One piece is hidden as the afikoman, and we cannot complete the Seder until this missing piece is found. We journey from brokenness to wholeness, and in this way, the journey of the Seder itself is redemptive. The Mishnah tells us we begin with disgrace and end with praise. Even though we find ourselves now in a time of brokenness, we will find our way back to wholeness once again. Perhaps when we find the afikoman and complete the Seder, symbolically repairing the broken matzah, we too can find a sense of strength that we can carry forward. I close with a poem by Rabbi Oded Mazor of Jerusalem. In these days, when each time collapses into the next, we have no choice but to cry and to laugh with the same eyes, to mourn and to dance at the same time. And the long arc of history is compressed into one day and one hour. We ask for the strength to contain the intensity of our bursting hearts, to rejoice with those who are fortunate to embrace today, and to enfold all of those withdrawing into their longing, their souls trembling, to hold on to hope without letting go, and to leave some quiet space for a silent scream. Please grant us the room to shatter into pieces and the spirits to rebuild anew.